producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have huge Ebola news breaking at the start of the next segment. And your phone calls, a little bit of extra time with Shooter Jennings. ShooterJennings.com. His new album, which is amazing. I've only heard part of it, on vinyl and for download. Comes out tomorrow. He's got some of the songs up there free right now on the website, ShooterJennings.com. We're going to tweet that out in a few minutes on Real Alex Jones as well on Twitter. But, Shooter, in the 5 minutes we've got left, you were getting into Bitcoin. I've never been against Bitcoin. I just underestimated the power of the people to defeat all the government attacks and propaganda, and so now it's such a protest movement that even though they've driven it down a few times, it keeps going back up, that obviously, I guess, if the mainstream's been forced to use it, that InfoWarsStore.com will start using it. We're just going with the most standard, safe way to use it. That'll be in the next week or two, but very exciting.
Yeah, BitPay and Coinbase both offer a really cool way to do it. We accept them through our store, our label, our little label and stuff. But, what it is, man, is it's like the guys who created it, that you can embed a message in a transaction. And the first transaction that was ever made said, it was the headline of the Washington Post, I think, and it said, big banks approved second, or it said, government approves second bailout for big banks. And it was like a reaction to the corruption that was happening at that time, right around 2009. And I think it's grown now into something that's like a bacteria, and people can't fight it because it's community driven. It is open source. It is completely transparent, and there's really no way for the government. They can go in and try and buy as much of it as they want, but all they're going to do is just drive the activity up and drive the transactions up. And it's like, it's the first time something decentralized. You don't need a third party. You don't need like a PayPal. I can send you money and it's verified via the mining network. It's pretty fascinating. It just, people got to wrap their heads around it. And after they do, I think they'll get it.
Sure. And I was able to wrap my head around it. That's how the globalists have gotten all the power. They control the fiat currency, but only they control it. This cryptocurrency, the idea is beautiful. I was just worried about the providence. But as you said, the first message was clearly a protest against the big mega banks in money transfers, not just bailouts, but direct taxes to them, just like Obamacare is a direct tax to the insurance companies. And the Supreme Court even ruled that. They say invention is basically created by necessity, that necessity is the mother of invention. And we need to survive. We're being crushed by this system. We need to create alternatives and work together. And I think that's the message of this broadcast here. And I think your music and your record label is a big part of that. And the political messages of liberty that you put into them is just another example of what will turn the tide.
Man, I really appreciate it, Alex. I can't tell you how much it means that you have me on and support the music. And I got another one coming a lot like the Summer Rage stuff that's going to be coming hopefully next year. So I can't wait for you to hear it, man.
Well, buddy, I'm going to be listening to this record as soon as it comes out tomorrow. I'm going to download it. We got about a minute left. Other points you think are important to make?
Man, I just think it's important that people do the research themselves with all of this, like with music. Dig, find bands. Right now it's a hard time, a hard place. You can't trust what they're shoveling down your throat. And I think people are on the right, as long as they're listening to you right now, I don't have to tell them anything.
Man, we can all be reminded, and myself included, don't just go listen to stuff you were listening to when you were 15 years old. Go out and find the new stuff. And I just find incredible stuff out there, but you've got to dig.
Yeah, you do. You do have to dig. But there are good sources out there, and shows like yours and some stuff that's on satellite. I do a radio show. A lot of different great artists do radio shows. So I think if people stay up with it, the tide is turning. It's just
crazy. Oh, it is. New music, independent music, is really supplanting the old rotting order, because establishment music just gets worse and worse. It's not like they've got Led Zeppelin or Metallica coming up. I mean, it is some really bad stuff. All right, ShooterJennings.com. Shooter, I love you because you're a straight shooter. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
I love you. Thank you so much, Alex.
All right, you're awesome. Hopefully get on Coast to Coast. That'll really promote your stuff.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life product. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide. Teach him he can trust me like a brother. One day we'll saddle up and ride.
That's Chris Christopherson.
And we're gonna ride.
You know who that is?
We're gonna ride. Riding like a one-eyed jack.
That's Johnny Cash.
The devil's close behind.
Going right back to your calls here in a moment. We got to wait till Waylon Jennings comes in, because his boy, Waylon Jennings, Shooter Jennings, was just on with us. Waylon Jr.
I'm going to find me a reckless woman.
There he is.
Razor blades and
die, sinner high.
And just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
This part right here. Thunder and lightning.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like a one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Ride like a one-eyed Jack of Diamonds. The devil pulls behind.
All right on forever. Just like all of us do through our work, through our children, and through our shared human experience on this planet in deep space. It's pretty heavy. Yeah, now Obama's red carpets and helicopters don't make me feel so small.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
With the woman, the stallion, and the wind.
And the stallion and the wind.
And the sun is gonna burn into a cinder.
And the sun is gonna burn into a cinder.
Before we ever pass this way again.
Before we ever pass this way again.
And we're gonna ride.
And with Stranger Eon, even death may die, H.P. Lovecraft.
Ride like a one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind.
With the devil close behind. Listen to Johnny Cash's voice just thumping. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
All right, we got serious news to cover. Big news on Ebola. You tell Kit Daniels, it refreshes late on my computer for some reason. If that article's out, red link it. Please bring it to me as soon as it's done. We don't have this news ready yet for folks. But look at this Paul Watson article. Agri-terrorism. Feds shut down seed library in Pennsylvania now that Monsanto has completely taken over the FDA board. They have shut it down. They're going into private seed banks that have heirloom seeds and shutting them down because Big Agra has done things like gone out and bought up all the heirloom seeds so they can destroy them. And then they go out and claim that, oh, now you don't own this. It's patented, even though you purchased it and own it. It's like saying, you know, they patented a Volkswagen from 1970 or 1977 or whatever, Super Beetle or whatever it is. And so you own one so they can take it. This is just turning into total Twilight Zone. Again, just ask Kit. Just let me know. Has that gone up yet? Because that's all I want to know.
It's up.
Just print it for me, because whatever this computer does, it does not refresh like the other computers in the office. I need it. I want to print it off, red link it. I'll tell folks what it is after we take calls here. Let's go to Paul in California. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm in California, and I just like to say that I think that a lot of what's going on is to entertain us and get us off of the cure. They are putting crisis after crisis, and we need to concentrate on getting rid of our leadership. And the easiest way to do that, I believe, is the Occupy stuff. If the people of the United States really knew what the Fed and Wall Street was doing, our problem would be solved. I think they put a lot of effort against the Occupy movement, and impeachment would happen easily if that was followed through on.
Well, caller, that's a very sophisticated point you bring up. I mean, you say it simply, and you sound like an eloquent, intelligent person, and I respect what you say, and I tend to agree with you at one level. The Occupy movement was a projection of mainstream media, because I was here covering it day by day, that people are bad at Wall Street, they're going to take action, they want socialism, they want to crush the banks, and communism will save us. Now, the people that showed up didn't really believe that in most cases. It was a very diverse group. And it was mainly a way to then project onto any anti-corruption and Wall Street movement that you're a bunch of communists. Like the globalist brand rebellion in Latin America or Asia always is communist. Because they don't want it to be legitimate, you know, nationalism like Putin's doing. That really freaks them out. They don't want it to be something that's hard for them to demonize. They want it to be their failed, corrupt, evil ideology that they've already used to overthrow country after country. Because it failed for the people, it succeeded for the globalists to knock countries out, keep them out of competition, and only have a few top thugs the robber barons have to deal with, like Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong. So I watched that happen, and I watched terrible things done to Occupy. And when Occupy wouldn't be taken over by Obama, and wouldn't be taken over and turned into a George Soros army, when Al Gore said we need an Arab Spring in America, then they had a 36-city SWAT team raid out of Nazi Germany on these peaceful people, showing federal control with 36-city police departments under their command. That's a whole other scandal to shut down Occupy and to scare the hell out of anybody else that wants to go out and protest another banker bailout, another banker wealth transfer. Most of the Occupy people were praising Obamacare and wanting it to be passed and then implemented, not knowing it was written by offshore banks and insurance companies as a wealth transfer, a banker bailout, to the banks and insurance companies with death panels, everything else. I would go down there. They'd say, Alex, I used to like you when you didn't like Bush. I'm like, well, he was for war and all this stuff, but I was always a constitutionalist. Bush wasn't. It wasn't about Republican, Democrat. It was about what was right. And so when they cracked down on them and all those cities at once, that was a staged event. But then it also had the effect of lionizing them. So I just broke down the PSYOP right there as simply as I can. There's more to it. What do you say to that?
Well, I think if the people knew what was really going on in the Fed and or Wall Street, the impeachment would be instantaneous. And the
I agree. I had a national movement, and I led it in three cities in Texas. I mean, I put my money where my mouth was. I went to Dallas, Houston, and then San Antonio at the Fed buildings and led close to 1,000 people at one, about 500 in Houston and about 300 in San Antonio. And the police were supportive of our First Amendment at all three events. That was good. To point out the Federal Reserve was private, and we tried to go and work with Occupy at the time. And some of their members were happy, but others were there run by big foundations, run by Democrats, and would say, you get out of here right now. So I have tried to do what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the reason they're putting up so much resistance and infiltrating, et cetera, is I believe that's their Achilles heel. If the people knew what was really going on, it would be over. And just one more comment on your style. A lot of times you say these people are doing this and that and that and this, and by the time you get done with the list of bad things, I've forgotten who's doing it to us. So I would just like you to return to the beginning just so I can remember where all these bad things are coming from.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Look, I listen to myself all the time, and sometimes it's painful, and I wish I would have done this, I wish I would have done that, and I totally agree with you. It is a corporate technocracy of interlocking corporate anti-free market boards who pose as free market capitalists, preying on innovation, preying on science, using government to shut down their competition, exempting themselves from taxes. It's a breakaway government, a breakaway culture. It's a new form of tyranny. Kind of like the British monarchy would manage through their minions a far-flung empire. That's kind of what these globalists are, but it's hard to ever pin them down because it's all done through plausible deniability. And they've all written books bragging about this. Zbigniew Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger, Rothkopf, all of them. I mean, Newt Gingrich wrote the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's book, I forget which one, I read it years ago, saying we're going to have brain chips and world government. This was like 25 years ago. So, I mean, I know who Newt Gingrich is. He wants us to have brain chips to buy and sell. And that's conservative? I mean, it's just, you know, give me a break. It's just, I just know too much. It's like the Gnarls Barkley song. Was I crazy? No, I just knew too much. Thank you, Paul. Good points. Good caller. Jared in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead, brother.
I've been looking over some mainstream news articles, like NBCNews.com, regarding the border crisis. And it's almost like they talk about how it's being facilitated almost. And
So you've hit on something here, and I'm going to hold you over because I didn't look at the clock. They will come out and say, isn't it ridiculous Ron Paul says give people freedom? Because you're smart, so that doesn't make sense. That's meant to make the average person go, ah, he wants to get, give me the cure to cancer. Or, ah, he says 2 + 2 = 4. It's all just about ridicule. And then, yeah, they mainline it. Like, can you believe the Tea Party doesn't want totally open borders and disease to come across and to give everybody free stuff and let them vote? Can you believe how racist they are? Because it's just meant to target people that just go off peer pressure. And they go, yeah, yeah. Can you believe how bad they are? They don't want to snort Ebola. I'm going to come back to you to make your point. Then we're going to go to Will. But first, Steve and Alex, they've been holding longer. Jared will finish up. Then Steve, Alex, and then Will. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
going so long because they got stuck behind the guests that came on. And I'm going to go through who's on the board now and then get into the top story. That's Red Linked on Infowars.com. And we have to put this headline out because it's true. It could have happened. In fact, it becomes a probability if the outbreak continues. Ebola may have already crossed border, CBP report shows. And we probably want to change that headline to Border Patrol report or secret government report. People don't know what that particular high-level board is in ICE. Feds likely shipping illegals from Ebola-struck countries across U.S. at taxpayer expense. Well, no, there's no doubt they're shipping them. We're moving so fast here. Kit's doing a great job. It's just that I'm looking at this. There's no doubt from the report they're shipping people all over the country from Ebola-stricken countries. The question is, do they have it? There is no doubt that the feds are allowing in people from Ebola-stricken countries is the headline. Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. And now they're shipping people with Ebola to hospitals that have people in them. I mean, they can't even control strep in hospitals or TB, much less Ebola. This is cuckoo. I have another report from pigs to monkeys. Ebola goes airborne. I'm going to cover that in the next segment after calls, after we get to calls in the next segment, too. Jared in Arizona, go ahead and make your point.
Basically, there's over 169 articles regarding the border crisis. And one of them really supports her claims. It's called, the headline is really interesting, the How American-Grown Gangs Are Fueling Border Crisis. So I'm clicking on the article right now, and basically there's this quote, like you said, total bombshell quote by a Border Patrol officer. He put it really quite eloquently when he said, "All hell, new world order, poop." Yes.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Democratic seminar caller calling into the show. Thank you so much. Use the old CIA line from 1963. Call me a conspiracy theorist. Let's talk to Alex in FEMA Region 5. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I called in the other day when you had Dr. Group on about traditional Chinese medicine. I just have 2 points.
Sure.
Two talking points I'd like to make before. First point is, I was wondering, do you take any, like, medicinal mushrooms?
Go ahead.
Medicinal mushrooms are said to be, like, really good for the DNA and the immune system, like chaga mushroom. It's really good for the DNA.
And no, we have absolutely. I don't know why when I agree, I always say no. Yes, you're right. We have one of those mushrooms infused into one of the Wake Up America coffees to put a plug in. So absolutely, I mean, you're allowed to say those mushrooms boost immunity and cell function. Go ahead.
And also, the second one point is it's kind of a request. I was wondering if you could get Dr. Jerry Allen Johnson on your show sometime. I would really love to hear that because he's like the only person you could go to in the West if you want to learn about traditional Chinese medicine. He studied with, like, countless masters in China. He's a Taoist priest. I think he's the head abbot in the West. And just anything about, like, esoteric mysticism, anything related to that, he can, like, give you, like, a good detailed explanation on that.
Sounds like an interesting person. What's his name again?
Dr. Jerry Allen Johnson. His website is taoistmagic.com.
All right, I'll have to look into that. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Virginia. Steve, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, thanks a lot. We're long-time listeners. We heard a lady, Vicki Davis, the other day. She was talking on another GCN show about this thing with the border as far as the children purposely down south being vaccinated, and then they come across and the residual effects of that can then spread to other people, I guess.
I mean, you probably heard a virologist or somebody. I don't know who that lady is, but a lot of the outbreaks are admitted to be from vaccines that actually make people sick and actually give them the whooping cough or whatever it is. It's just incredible. That's what's so scary about vaccines is one almost killed my dad's brother, who's still alive, when he got a tetanus shot, almost killed him. My grandmother says she got polio a week after she took the vaccine. And, I mean, it's just, like, incredible. Anything else, caller?
Yeah, I just had a question. You know, a while back we heard about troop movements and body bags being and different supplies.
Stay there. I want to hear about this question about that so you can fully have your question and any follow-up, Steve. Then we'll go to Will and Patrick. Then I'm going to hit the big Ebola news and some other news. Then go back to your calls, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Don't take it for granted, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
When you're out there.
And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of.
I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy? Does it?
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Possibly.
Possibly.
I love the end of this song. That's my only advice.
That's my only advice. Come on now, who do you, who do you, who do you, who do you,
control.
You really think you're in control? Well, I think you're crazy.
I think you're crazy. New World Order.
I think you're crazy.
I know you're crazy.
I think you're crazy.
But you gotta be nuts to know it.
Just like you.
Best part right here. I want to be like them.
I want to be like them. Mm-hmm. Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. It's a soul coincidence I've come. And I can die when I'm done.
That's right. Does that make me crazy?
But maybe I'm crazy.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Maybe you're crazy.
Tinfoil hat.
Maybe
like Weird Al says, maybe 2 plus 2 does equal 5. Maybe I was racist to say it ever equals 4. But we all know deep down, don't we? It equals 4. All right, let's finish up with Steve, then I'm going to get to this news and then the rest of your calls. Steve in Virginia, go ahead and ask your point, sir.
Yeah, I made a mistake. I think you heard the lady on RBN the other day, but I was asking about some time ago we heard about troop movements, supplies being moved. I'm in FEMA Region 3, and that was the one they mentioned, body bags being piled up and different activities preparing for something. And we've been wondering, well, which catastrophe or false flag are they preparing for, you know? And I was just wondering if you had any update on that or what's your
sure, belief. Sure. I appreciate your call, sir. There are all sorts of operations we learn about, but we only learn about a piece of it from what's leaked or what comes out in the news or from what we witness. And then we have to connect it to all the other past activities we've seen to try to put the rest of it together. But we had articles 5 years ago, it had to be, that made national news. We're all over the country. They're preparing mass graves, body bags, all of it. And then they would go find one part of our story that might or might not have been stockpiling plastic grave liners to move dead bodies in Georgia for the CDC that's based there, where the Ebola now is. And so they would take that because it wasn't completely clear and try to discredit the whole story. And I see these fact-check stories all the time, like, is InfoWars telling the truth? I saw one the other day about New York allotting money to rat out gun owners, $500. Well, yes, there is a report that they are offering that, and that's true. But in this latest move, it's to rat out anybody for anything. So, see, he's discredited. What? We were talking about that earlier with a caller, where they will go, man, Alex Jones or whoever is really discredited. I mean, they claim Obama's not popular when all the numbers show we're telling the truth. So, again, it's an appeal to ignorant people out there. Alex Jones claims that he interviewed William Binney. Binney claims he worked for U.S. intelligence. That's undisputed. But preying on the audience. Ha, he claims it. And Wayne Madsen. And people that are ignorant don't know how to go look that up. They just go, well, maybe it's not true. Maybe the NSA isn't spying on me. Weird Al Yankovic, you know, makes fun of Alex. That is a CIA operation. I don't know if they're just regurgitating it, but that's from the 1963 document. That's from the Clinton White House documents from the mid-90s. I mean, we know the Clinton Library. They go, hey, we want to control info. A new press will rise if we allow it to. We've got to discredit anybody that doesn't put out what we say. And even legitimate media that's going along with us can't be allowed to operate or it'll create new media. Call everyone a conspiracy theorist or a racist. Hi, would you like broccoli and cheese soup? No, I think I'll have split pea. You're racist. Now, I'm being sarcastic there, but, I mean, there's a thing with the TSA where if you say, I don't want to go to the naked body scanner, they will call you a conspiracy theorist. It's like saying, I like 2% milk better than whole fat milk. They go, conspiracy theorist. I like Red Sox, not Blue Sox. Conspiracy theorist. It's a war on knowledge, a war on debate. It's a way to change the subject. Hey, I think our government's too big. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. You aren't allowed to talk. You aren't allowed to have a view. You're going to be slapped down. That's the game they play. Or they'll say, oh, alternative media just wants to make money. Well, of course people have to fund themselves. Or he just writes books to make money. Yeah, you have a passion to write and you want to make money. Sure. What builds civilization?
That reminds me, Alex, you need to plug. And you always forget to plug.
That's right. Most radio shows plug every hour. Or every segment. I end up plugging like once a day and we have trouble finding the operation. Not if we had sellouts every week like we did of the 1,000 bottles of DNA Force. But it's so expensive, I don't have the money to produce enough of it. But we're going to take the profit from that and buy more and then build it up so we have enough for you. It may take up to 12 weeks, but they're saying, no, that wasn't hype. Maybe 10 weeks, but it's already been a week. But the whole point is that whether it's the X2 super nation iodine or whether it's a super male vitality, super female vitality, all of it, I told the guys to remind me to plug, but I skip breaks. I do everything. I mean, that costs us thousands of dollars per break when I do that. It takes a lot to run this operation, to have 45 employees, 6 or 7 contractors, to play in the system, pay all the stupid taxes. We couldn't operate like this in L.A. or New York, folks. No way. I'd have 15 employees. Texas still has a little bit lower taxes, and so we can do this here. And pay folks pretty good and give them bonuses so they can live their life and work hard and stay focused on the job. The point is, go to InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's high-quality organic coffee, that's my favorite personally, from the high mountains in Mexico in Chiapas, supporting those folks down there, or whether it's super high-quality nation iodine, the lung cleanse, the silver bullet that is selling out and will be sold out soon, super high-quality colloidal silver. The same lab that makes ours makes it for one of the biggest organic food companies in the nation, and they sell it for more. I'll just leave it at that. It's very high quality. It's $10 less than the same stuff sold other places under our label. Boom, there you go. So we are dedicated to bringing you the very best that sometimes doesn't even have a full 100% markup. And by the way, in supplements, it's sevenfold on average. We lavish the best ingredients into the super male, the super female, the nascent iodine, the survival shield, the X2, all the products. We lavish the very best ingredients, the very best laboratories, the very best full testing, everything. Platinum quality at Ford LTD or Ford F-150 prices. Okay? Not that a Ford F-150 is bad. I've got one and love it. I just love that truck. It rides so smooth. And I like the height that's at. I'm not sponsored by Ford, but, I mean, I just love that truck. I call it Cupcake now. The point is, I never even drive my car, my Charger, even though I love the Charger. I had the Charger 6 years. I never drive the Charger anymore, like once a month, because I love that truck. Anyways, it's so smooth, relaxing. I just enjoy it. It's big, too, but it's got the King Cab, whatever they call it. I just can park it better. I drive it better. And I've got to be such a better driver driving a big truck. Because now there's just inches, you know, to drive through a fence opening or whatever. Okay, I got really serious news. And I should never hold serious news to the end of the show because I get tired sometimes and then I get in a good mood just because I'm regularly like this. And I just become myself and I'm not all serious. And I just look at all these news headlines. I mean, my God. The FBI is in mainstream news today, Washington Times reports, to monitor all media in the U.S. to see what we say about them and put us in files. I mean, can anybody say Soviet Russia?
Soviet Russia.
Soviet Russia. I'm glad someone said it. I mean, just at a certain point, Calgon, take me away. Do we really want to live in a third world dictatorship?
How many people on board?
Me?
You're a citizen.
Yeah, but does it really matter?
Not anymore, unfortunately.
Border Patrol. Does it matter I'm a citizen? No, not anymore. Wave on through. That was taped on the 29th, 5 days ago. Or I guess 6 days ago. CDC concerned about airborne transmission of Ebola virus. Well, of course they are. Federal emergency directs airline staff to prevent spread of infectious material through the air. So there'll be a bunch of fear-mongering on citizens and people. And rightfully, you should if you're coming in out of Liberia or Sierra Leone or Nigeria or anywhere else in West Africa. Other countries are just banning flights out of those countries. Other African countries are. Arab countries are doing it. But if America does it, Geraldo Rivera will come out and say it's racist, literally. You know, InfoWars is bad, Drudge is bad, Keith Oberman's attacking, we're bad, we're just fear-mongers, folks. There's nothing bad in South America or Central America or in Liberia. I was talking to an aid worker who was over there, and her boyfriend got killed. They were in an African country, supposedly not that dangerous, and they came in and hacked him up, screaming whitey in the African language as they chopped him up with a machete. I had a guest on the show where that happened, and then, because, you know, most of these, you think only racist or white people? I mean, give me a break, folks. So naive. This country is just helplessly brainwashed by television. And African countries aren't letting people fly in from the really bad areas, but we are going to have open ones, and Geraldo Rivera is going to run around screaming at people that want to control the border. I mean, look, what's the point of being a citizen if anybody can vote, anybody can get welfare? I mean, it's a joke. It's meant to bankrupt us, period. And Geraldo is not stupid. He wants to sit on top of the slag heap. Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. He wants to wreck the country but be politically correct in this new hell based on what color you are. And people go, good, you whiteys will get what you did forever. You know history, everybody enslaved everybody. It was white people ended slavery. Shut up, racist. Shut up, idiots. See, I start getting focused on serious news and I get mad. Well, of course they're worried about airborne Ebola. Look at this headline right here. From 2 years ago. Disease daily. From pigs to monkeys, Ebola goes airborne. When news broke out the Ebola virus had resurfaced in Uganda, investigators in Canada were making headlines of their own with research indicating the deadly virus may spread between species through the air. Well, I always go to a Ted Knight voice now when I'm reading. Aquaman summoned three giant whales. The team, comprised of researchers from the National Center for Foreign Animal Disease, the University of... See, I'm just going to be serious here. Four cyno-molecularists, Marcarius, a species of monkey commonly used in laboratories. The animals were separated by wire cages to prevent direct contact between the species. Within a few days, the inoculated piglets showed clinical signs of infection, indication of Ebola. Then it went on that they got Ebola. Maybe Ted Knight had Ebola. Maybe he, like, wanted a big vial of it. Maybe. God, stop putting Ted Knight on the screen. It's going to cause me to really screw around. I want to go watch Caddyshack tonight. Or an old Mary Tyler Moore with all the political correct brainwashing. But you still watch it for Ted Knight. I'm not fired, am I, Lou? Anyways, this is very serious. The government thinks it's no big deal. Maybe they've gone crazy like me and are just laughing about it. I don't know, but here's the big story by Kit Daniels up on InfoWars.com. Ebola may have already crossed border, secret Border Patrol report shows. There's no doubt feds are shipping illegals from Ebola-struck countries across the U.S. at taxpayer expense. After the Customs and Border Protection reported that its agents caught nearly 1,000 illegals from Ebola-hit countries this year, meaning many more have not been apprehended, the question remains whether President Obama will secure the border and stop shipping illegals across the U.S. to prevent a major pandemic from killing Americans. And then it goes into the secret report by the CBP at the top of the Border Patrol that has now come out. We probably just need to add in here that that is a secret report and linked to Breitbart. We have the whole report in the article, and it just goes over the fact that most of these West Africans are going to the East Coast, and places like Austin, Texas is actually listed as one of their destinations. And nothing against these Western Africans. A lot of times they're taxi drivers, and when I need a taxi, and in fact, not lots of times, every time a West African has driven me to the airport or taken me back or taken me to pick up a car at the shop or whatever, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, they're a wild listener going, Alex Jones, oh, God bless you. Oh, we love you. I mean, so they all like me. I like them. Nothing against West Africans. The media will say it's racist. I don't want Ebola. I bet they don't want Ebola. I bet West Africans that live here now don't want Ebola. And I bet they want the people coming in illegally to be tested. But I've forgotten how when the West Africans, because I always ask where you're from, and it's just like, it's West Africans. That's the most populous area of Africa anyways. So a lot of the Africans coming in from Africa are West Africans, the old Gold Coast. That's Liberia, Sierra Leone, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, all those areas. Anyways, I'm getting off into anthropology, sociology here. We're going to come back and take phone calls. Will. And whoever else is up next, we're going to get to all of you. We have to go into overdrive. We're going to do it all. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can follow us with Real Alex Jones on Twitter.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
withdrawn most of its ground troops from Gaza, meaning the operation might be coming to an end. Any way you slice it, that's good, in my view. NASA announces Mars 2020 rover payload to explore the red planet as never before. Tennessee doctor in self-quarantine on return from Liberia, Ebola hotspot. Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Will in FEMA Region 5. What former state are you in, sir?
Michigan, on the lovely west coast of Lake Erie.
All right. Well, what did you call in about today?
Well, as you had on your thing where Toledo and what part of Michigan I'm in, had to have our water shut off all weekend because of that algae bloom. And I'm wondering, could that have been possibly caused by all the weather manipulation?
Well, we know there's a lot of weather manipulation going on, but that's classified. Slaves aren't told that. So, again, we don't know, but they're saying that that algae bloom created toxins that would kill you if you drank the water. But now they're saying it's okay. What do you think the answer is?
Well, they're cleaning out the system. I'm not touching the system at least for another week and running
well,
my
here's the deal. This is a government caught thousands of times doing lethal tests on citizens and killing people. So I'm never drinking the tap water. I always drink filtered or distilled or high-quality bottled, preferably from someplace like Italy, where they take pride in not poisoning their population. Absolutely. I mean, there's a plug for Pro Pure, 10% off promo code water on super high quality stainless steel gravity fed systems that blow away the competition at a lower price at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar while you're at it. I mean, if that isn't Guardian of the Galaxy good, I don't know what is. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Will. Let's go ahead and talk to Patrick in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Just first time, long time. Appreciate everything you do for us.
Thanks for putting up with me, brother.
Yeah, you got it. The thing that I want to talk about is, you know, and it seems like this has just kind of gone away from mainstream news and everything, is this $20 trillion debt bubble that at the end of Obama's term that we're going to be stuck with because there's not going to be any money for another bailout because it's coming. And
by the way, that $19 trillion, about to be $20 trillion, seven-plus trill of that, it was under Obama. Again, he said he would cut it in half. It's almost doubled under his tutelage, under his loving hand. And again, there's no way to pay this back ever. If you count the real expenditures, it's more like $20 trillion, what we've signed on to. This is to wreck us. So the bigger question is, why do they want to wreck the borders, the water, the fund Al-Qaeda? What is their plan?
What I think is Obama knows what he's doing is probably going to cost him the Senate in the fall. And just like you said, he's got a pen and a phone, so he doesn't really need the Senate. But what he needs the Senate to be is in, even if it's just a one-seat majority, when the dollar collapses, for it to fall on the Republicans because they'll run the Senate and the House, and the media would never blame him for it.
That's a plan. Let the Tea Party get in, implode everything right when they get in and blame them, and the public would believe it. Absolutely. That's a great point.
Yeah, and you know something else that you know no one talks about is after this 2014 election, you know you're going to have free will to do executive orders on you know the Second Amendment because nobody talks about what he voted on.
Oh yeah, and he's already gotten away with everything else. They're just setting the precedent. Oh, I know. This is the season of crazy land. Everybody better be involved. If you're a good person in the FBI or Border Patrol or wherever, leaking information exposing treason, that's your duty. Like the Border Patrol just did with this document on how Ebola can come across and probably has. It's up on InfoWars.com. I'm going to do some overdrive and take more of your calls, and I'll tell you what else. He doesn't just have a pen and a phone.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.